Since winning the right to face the incumbent in the second round, Macky Sall has held large rallies throughout the country in a populist appeal for votes.
Young people, carpenters, mechanics, merchants and brokers, you deserve a response to your request for jobs. All that remains is victory, which we will achieve.
President Watt has held smaller rallies in many of the same places, but he has preferred to hold court with influential leaders, especially in the religious community.
If we work well together with your prayers, the second round will go well. I will win, and it will be better than if I had won in the first round.
At one such meeting in Kaolack, hundreds lined up to meet with the president. Some say in order to get something in return for their support.
Did you see the bag full of money before? It's because he's losing. And when we're losing, we hide behind the religious leaders who give the word to their disciples to vote a certain way.
Whatever his methods, the president has won the support of some of the country's Muslim spiritual leaders. Sheikh Betio Tune ordered his disciples to vote for the president and held the largest march Dakar has seen throughout the election period.
You see that everyone has come out for the march to re-elect the president of the republic, Abdoulaye Wade. I believe that he has already been re-elected by us, the disciples of Sheikh Betio Tune.
Macky Sall has not ignored the religious community, but the strength of his coalition is political. The 12 other first-round opposition candidates unanimously support him, and the idea is that their constituencies will follow.
In the first round, I voted for Tenor Jong of the Socialist Party. But in the second round, I'm with Tenor and everyone else who has moved to Macky because we are tired. The entire country has had enough.
Even the protest movement Yenamar, meaning we've had enough, has broken its year-long refusal to endorse a candidate and has urged people to vote for Mr. Sall. But he is a former prime minister under Mr. Wade, and like many Senegalese, founding member Omar Touré feels this does not represent much of a change.
We're not supporting Macky the person. We're supporting the will of the people, which is to oust Wade.
Mr. Sall enjoys more enthusiastic support from Grammy winner and would-be presidential candidate Youssou N'Dour, as well as the M23 opposition movement, which has ceased the protests against Mr. Watt's candidacy it carried out before the first round. The movement still objects to the president's effort to seek a third term, despite a constitutional limit of two. But most of the protesters now prefer to remove him by the ballot. Mr. Wade, however, has no intention of being removed, and analysts are expecting a close race. This is Nick Loomis for VOA News, Dakar.